So special welcome to DC and to all of you. In when we are doing the programming, you know, this group is the most important group. We have to think a lot what to do to help them to see that they feel that their trip here is...
This is what is going to be done now.
So for that reason we are happy that you came and you are here to help us. I don't know if they have any question that they want to ask or whether
first
you will
it is important,
the
no, that then where are after 30 years, where are we standing now? Which
Mike?
Point? Yeah. You wanted to say something, no?
No, I was just saying that they are always our main concern. To have something that they can feel it is useful when they come here.
This is their concern as well. Our concern or their concern.
Yeah, yeah. So we think that the RCs and the DDs that you are best to meet them. So usually we don't create the class for them, we create the meeting.
It is a meeting, it's sharing.
Sharing.
Yeah. It's actually a very beautiful, wonderful opportunity to share. So we are just like, have been researching, experimenting, experiencing, and also sharing all these years since we have come to Baba. And what it is that actually has remained one particular thing with them, which they wanted to, each one wanted to share with others, and something which is there they wanted to share and yet has been not delivered. It is, we are on one side old gold. I don't think that is old or gold, old gold. But we are the paras monies, paras. Not gold. Generally when it is introduction, this is old gold group, oldies, right? Not old in the age, not old in the gyan, real gold, but paras money, paras. Paras is a special alchemic stone which touches the iron and changes into gold. So, and they are sharing. This is also they can share, but also what it is deep in their heart is still want to explore, have been exploring and want to explore and achieve. So not a class, it's not a class. It's a meeting and greeting.
So I can start?
Yeah, you can start.
So as I, in the last few years, I think my importance of soul consciousness and those basic things Baba is saying, that has become more important and more necessary to practice. While practicing the stage of being in the soul's world with Baba, I the soul, Baba is there, no thought. Sometimes I am not sure if I am asleep or that there is that the stage is there. Sometimes it's a little difficult for me to tell. So I have some concern in that area.
Okay. But then, some maybe, though we have, perhaps, for you have been on the stage introducing classes or being in the part of planning group, but not everyone knows everyone. It is also good to give the name and also introduction and then the place.
So, my name is Vijay. I am from Trinidad, the Caribbean. I am in Gyan about 40 years. My senior teacher is Sister Hemlata. She is also quite well known, originally from Hyderabad. Currently, I am doing the seva in Peace Village. I'm based in Trinidad, but a little bit in Peace Village, and now helping with the programming here.
Okay. Exploring means that it is the experience is soul consciousness, and to still to me that is it, how deep, how close I am with Baba, or Baba is so close, visible to you. Okay.
My name is Mohan. I live at Anubhuti in California, and I've been in Gyan for 38 years. You want to know what I do and stuff?
No, but it's not only me. The purpose is that we, all of us, know each other. So I know, because I've been recently. I've seen beautiful, how is his specialty of arranging a beautiful exhibition of every article is so crystal clear, set and fit in its own place.
I'm a retired carpenter, and so that's what I'm found doing at Anubhuti, and also I studied as a fine artist, and so I try to put as much art into what I do as I can. And let's see. I'm also interested in. I've got a background in architecture. I was an apprentice to a radical architect for 3 years, and so I finally made a huge shop and place for our tractor and chipper. So, and I tried to put as much originality in that as I could. So that's pretty much, I guess, I used to teach, and now I'm almost 80. I'll be 80 in my next birthday. And so Elizabeth Ben is trying to get me back to teaching. So I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. My name is also Mohan. He's senior and I'm junior. He lives in Anubhuti. I live in San Francisco, not in the center, but I have my own place. And I came to Gyan 30 years ago in India, Bangalore, and I got a lot of sustenance and attraction to the Adi Hriday Pushpa. And that's when I got to know more about the knowledge. And then I practiced a lot. And I work in the computer industry for many years. And I am part of a lot of retreats that I do in Anubhuti. Many of you might know Sister Elizabeth. She is the coordinator and director for programs at Anubhuti. And I am part of many of the retreats, whether it could be half a day retreat, 1 day retreat, or a weekend retreats. And that has given me an opportunity to work on my own self. Teaching is a profession where you have to practice what you teach. Otherwise, it will not get to the other person. And this is my experience. One thing that I take from the Brahma Kumaris is purity and royalty. That's what I saw in the Adi Hriday Pushpa. And my aim is that the more purer you become, people can get that attraction, and that will be the need for their transformation as well. I don't know if you need to know anything else, or else I am done. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Jos. I am from Amsterdam, Holland.
33 years. Now I came in 85. Mm. Actually, when we had the meditation, the thoughts came when I just started as a baby. Mm. And we often frequently visited London. There was no Oxford. Mm. And we helped for the weekends. And that was where I first saw you. And all these feelings, they are still very lively. And so, for me, Brahmin life is as special and as lively as it was for the first since the first day. I've been working as a policeman, and still. And next to that, I help from time to time in Africa, in Holland, and in Italy. And Brahmin life has been from the first moment for me a life that would change me, and I realized that change from something not so beautiful in something very beautiful, and I have been enjoying that. Still, there has been no change. I realized that this life really, this is my life. I think within the 5,000 years, this is my time, not even golden age. Mm. This is my life.
Mm. Mm. Om Shanti. My name's Brother Dennis, and I am from Los Angeles. I came into this knowledge in 1985 during the Million Minutes of Peace program that was going on. When I lived in the L.A. Center for a while, and then when we moved, we were not able to find a place where a brother could stay. So I've always lived very close. I live walking distance now to Baba's house. So I can walk there every morning, and every evening I go there for 7:30 meditation. In the beginning, I had a lot of experiences, visionary experiences of what Baba's doing. And what I find that like how he removes our past sins. Things happen even if we don't experience them. We don't know they're happening, but he showed me a lot of things, how things happen, and I know that they're happening now, even if I'm not having that experience. Baba is an amazing father, amazing teacher.
Thank you very much. Om Shanti. My name is Hido. Hido, I am from Belgium, a small country in Europe, but a powerful country on all levels. We have gone through about 40 years service in Belgium. I always loved very much the Brahma Kumaris. As a family, I had very good experience in the beginning. Of course, during the 40 years, we go through many levels, many kinds of tests. Which I'm happy for that also. I'm happy of all the tests that have come to me. I just can give them a place in my life, everything. Of course, they're only good experiences by yoga and knowledge, but the tests also have their meaning. Baba said to me in a personal meeting, you will go through many tests, and now I see it all has a meaning. I accept myself much more than I was in the beginning in Gyan. Much more self-acceptance, also those weaknesses, all that kind of stuff. Still, after 40 years, there is a lot of work, I find. You come to Madhavan, you confront yourself. So, this 40 years, it doesn't matter 40 years, I can feel very comfortable with a soul who is 1 year in Gyan. I don't think in terms of years, I don't think it just matters how many years you are in Gyan. You are a teacher, no? I'm a student. I always feel like a student. I can adapt to every period in Brahmin life because new souls are coming. I don't have that ambition of being the teacher or something like that. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Rosa from Florida. I came into knowledge in Tampa, and now I live in the Miami area. So I go to the Miami Center. And for me, it was the search for truth. I wanted to know God. I wanted to know who I was. And so that kept me searching since a very young age. And so when I came to Baba, everything started making so much sense, and up to now, after 30 years, I still keep I'm still very fascinated by Baba's knowledge and very interested in understanding more in depth Baba's knowledge, who Baba is, who I am, and like Vijay Bhai was saying, it becoming Baba's teachings. Thank you.
Yeah, or before these three, and then you can go back again. Yeah.
Om Shanti. My name is Martina. I'm now running 37 years in Gyan, and coming to Baba has changed my complete life. Actually, not completely, because 3 years before coming to Baba, I had already adopted a pure nun's life, vegetarian food, and I was doing Indian bhakti, reading Ramana Maharshi, Sri Yukteswar, Paramahansa Yogananda. And then my day had come. There was a lecture in Germany, and it was about Raj Yoga, and we were a small group doing Hatha Yoga. It was Didi Nurse with Sister Ursula. So I said, shall we go? We know already. So arrogant we were. But we went, and so immediately I knew that is it, because during the commentary, I was just experiencing red, golden light, and this never disappeared. And I had not only faith, but full faith. And what I do 100%, even in childhood, which not everyone liked very much. But anyway, so what I like to share with you in shortcut, that Baba prepares us for a time that we have to clear our karmic accounts. And for me, it is the time. And like in the school, we are getting our test papers. They are getting a higher level. So it's coming one after the other. So knowing that Baba himself says, whatever happens is beneficial, isn't it wonderful? Having the faith, the full faith in that, I'm never alone. And this is the time of settlement. And it will happen right till the end. And I never had the thought, or I never said to Baba, Baba, help me. Does not the Father know who is God the Father and I am his child, what the child needs? And that I have really experienced. And I could share it with many others. So Didi knows all the episodes I have. We have traffic control now, I think. Om Shanti. So tests are getting a higher level. And when you look back, you think that was nothing. Whether it is cancer, whether it is a stroke, whether it is a fracture of the spine, whatever. No matter what, nothing can take away my happiness. And Baba needs examples. And Baba wants us to have an exchange with our experience. So it happens everywhere, whether on the flight or with a local seer in Mount Abu, anywhere. So
happiness is the proof of Brahmanless. Yeah.
Yes, that was my personal blessing from Baba, unshakable and stable like Angad, no matter what. And at the end, you are happy, you will always remain happy. This is not a small thing.
So her name
is invaluable.
His obstacle proof.
Up to now, yes. Yes, because the fracture was the yes. Game.
Practical, especially at the moment what she is physically going through.
Om Shanti. Sister Ragini from Mauritius. Mauritius, small island in the Indian Ocean. But knowledge started in 1975, and I came 36 years back. I am in Gyan. So I am in the north of the country, and my firm determination in this knowledge, and still it is there, is just to keep my stage. As Baba says to me, whatever happened, we have to keep a happy mood, light mood. So maybe it's my nature, but I always am there. Thank you.
Bindya, Mauritius, this baris gyan mein chal rahi hu, pavitrata, sukh shanti, sabhi labas bhagwan ke ban gaye, shant mein rehti hu. This baris bahut. She's 30 years in knowledge, and since 20 years she is living in the center, and she likes purity.
She is happy that she belongs to God.
Yes.
And God belongs to her. That's her, that's her.
And I am Sister Divina from Mauritius. And since 1985 I am in knowledge. And since childhood I was searching for God. And not in temples, but in libraries. That is, through books. I wanted to know about God. Creator and its creation. So I got knowledge also through book, through the correspondence book. And before I got knowledge, I got a vision in my room of Shankar doing meditation. And because I was attracted by meditation, I live in the center since 20 years. And I like very much knowledge and going into depth into yoga.
Om Shanti. My name is Radha, and I first met Bap Dada in 1983 when I was 9 years old, and my mother had come into Gyan many years before that, when I was 3 years old. And I feel that Baba has given me a very protected and, you know, very beautiful life. And so my priority in the last few years has been about honesty, and in particular about being honest with myself and trusting the self, and actually coming back to the priority of, you know, after many years of being in the center and working and being involved in a lot of service, right now I feel that my priority is very much to focus on the self. You know, it's like coming back full circle and maybe doing the work that, you know, maybe was missed in the beginning, but everything has its right moment. And so it feels very good to, you know, come inside and especially take this time in Madhuban and experience again, you know, how all those years ago it was Baba that recognized me, actually. And then I recognized Baba as well. But in that moment, you know, Baba gave me that sense of belonging, which has continued and is a very strong foundation for my life. So, Om Shanti.
Yeah. Om Shanti. My name is Pushpa. I'm from Mauritius. I'm in Gyan since the last 32 years. I was a student of late Sister Chandra, sustained by her in Mauritius. And I'm a retired education officer. I do all around the service. Wherever my sisters sent me, I go. I'm still going. I was really in search of God. I wanted to know who God is since I was very small. And I have done lot of devotion. I come from a Gujarati family, so very, very devoted to prayers, everything. But when I came here, I came in Brahma Kumaris. Now I came to know who God is. and I love Baba so much, I don't think I will leave his hands anymore. Om Shanti.
I'm Padma from Malaysia. I came into Gyan in 85. Two of my elder sisters, Sister Vimala and Sister Janaki from Bali, were already in Gyan. So in the beginning, I used to come and go without doing the course. Then one day, Didi Nirmala was there and she gave a class. I sat right in front, looking at her. And after the class, she asked me a question and I couldn't answer because I didn't do the course. And so I took the course out of fright. But of course, I love it so much. It has really opened my third eye. I enjoy Brahmin life very much. Of course, the family life was equally good, but Baba's family is sweeter. I've been doing Tamil service in Malaysia. And I've also had chances to go to Bali, Paris, to do some Tamil service and all that. And I really love the opportunities that Baba gives us. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Vimla. I'm also from Malaysia. I took my course in Bangsa in 1983. I'm 36 years in knowledge. The only thing about the 7-day course which I didn't accept at first was the cycle of 5,000 years. Because in devotion we were saying that it's 8.3 million years. So that was the only difficulty. I was also doing a lot of devotion. My favorite god was Krishna. And I went to all the pilgrimage places in India. I was doing a lot of bhakti. But after coming to Gyan, I felt that I really became strong. I didn't get much in bhakti, but after coming here, I got a lot of strength. My husband was also against my coming to knowledge because he said, you know, people go to the temples once a week, every Friday. Why do you have to go every day? So, but I was quite determined that I will not give up Baba's knowledge. It took a few years before I could come to Madhuban because my husband said, if you go, don't come back. So after 5 years of knowledge, I came to Madhuban. I met Shilu Bain. I said, Shilu Bain, I want to put my head in Baba's lap, feel his love. And Shilu Bain said, no, no, you can't put your head in Baba's lap because he's so pure. But I'll make arrangements for you to put your head in Dadi Prakashmani's lap. And so she made arrangements. I put my head in Dadi Prakashmani's lap and she gave me a lot of love. And she's like a real mother for me. I loved her so much. I've been to Bali. I've also, I think I came into knowledge first and then the sister in Bali, she took the course later. And this sister took the course after that. And there's one more sister in Hyderabad. When I first told her about knowledge, she didn't like it. But finally, she also took the course and now she's also in Madhuban. So there are four of us sisters in knowledge. I'm very happy because this knowledge is wonderful. I was searching for God and I have found Him. So I can never let Him go. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. In search of God, I came to Baba 30 years ago. I searched for God, but I really got what I want. It's really beyond depth, how God is, who He is. I came to understand that because I came from a family so totally devotional. So I didn't like it as a young child. I was looking for a true God. So when I came to Baba, it's really wonderful. My life is changed. Everything is changed. And then there's much more because the attraction that I had with this life is purity and truth, the very, very important one. So I really enjoyed my life. I'm still learning and Baba is really giving me all the sustenance because
after coming to Baba, I went through series of operations, I don't know how. Maybe like settling karma. So, but it never made me hesitate. Why only after come to Baba? Every time I'm at this, go through the surgery, I find that Baba is always with me, and I always am holding his arm with his hands, and then I enjoy my Brahmin family because we are the biggest family in the world. And then also very, very important is learn how to accept everyone as they are. Really, that once Baba is teaching us, each one is special. So each one is my brother. So in that consciousness, I involved with lots of services in Singapore. I forgot to mention where I came from. I'm from Singapore. Sometime I ask to go and stay in the center to help out. I do that. And I also coordinate programs in Singapore, conduct classes. I enjoy doing that because every day I'm learning, Baba is teaching me, and I have to reflect on that to others also. It's not just show off. We enjoy being in the Brahmin life. This is my life. This is my family. This is my father. Everything is wonderful. Lots of expectation I have is I want to go deeper and deeper to the depth through the meditation, through the remembrance. That is my... In the past also I did. Currently also I'm doing it. So I'm sure Baba will help me because he helps a lot. Especially my one of the vow is never miss a Murali. And this is where Baba helps us so much. So I'm enjoying my Brahmin life. I'm enjoying my companion. Everything is together. It's great. So we are a great souls.
What's your name?
Mangai. I'm from Singapore, Mangai. I have gone through 27 operations.
Okay. I'm Becky from the Philippines. I don't think I was just searching for God. He found me, actually. And one of the greatest experience I had is actually to be given a very special name. They called me All-Rounder, and I thought it was an insult because I was kind of fat that time. Okay. But then I understood it when I stayed here. And... As I said, he found me in a way. Actually, I don't think any of my luck is what I was here in 1987, I think, and I met Baba every 3 days because I was staying here from February in until April. I was running the project Global Cooperation for a Better World. And so when I miss one meeting, I don't really care because I've heard many, many meetings before. I never struggled about Gyan. I think that's the greatest gift. After 1 year and a half as a BK, I got transferred in the center. I'm still there. And I think that's no doubt, nothing at all. Christian country, a Catholic country. And I think... no struggle whatsoever. When I have problem, I think I created it more than anything else. I was given another title of Baba at the end, and he called me Great Chancellor. And he says, because you are the Great Chancellor, you took every chance, and you always say yes, and therefore I have two titles, All-Rounder and Great Chancellor. Om Shanti.
My official name is Margaret, but I'm called Peggy. I asked Didi if I could go back to my official name, and she said, no, you can't. We've got too many Margarets. You're Peggy. So I came in 84, and I certainly wasn't looking for anything. But somehow or other, there was this sign. This is on the Gold Coast. I'm in Australia. This is in Queensland, and I used to drive past this sign. I was new on the Gold Coast. Raj Yoga, free meditation. Yeah, I'll call in there one day. And because the sign suited me, I loved Hatha Yoga, knew nothing about Raj Yoga. And that was my financial situation at the time, free. So I ended up meeting somebody who encouraged me to go along. And I sat there for, I'm not quite sure, probably 2 years. Every morning I'd go down. I never got the full course. I had no idea what I was listening to. The word purity, I don't know if I ever heard it. But my life had a turnabout with my husband being killed in a car accident. And then I knew I was free to actually continue doing what I was doing. And that, over the period of years, I've been in a couple of the retreat centres. I'm attached to retreat centres. And I'm in Baxter Retreat Centre, if anybody knows that, been there. You're more than welcome. They invited me for 6 weeks to see how I fitted in. And I've been there for about 15 years now, and I'm still waiting if I fit in. On the spiritual side, God didn't play a role in my life. It was Jesus. But it was never deep. Dad was an atheist, and Mum sent us to Sunday school every morning. We said our prayers every morning, every night, all that type of thing, but it was very light. And so God didn't really play a role in my life, only that if something went wrong, oh, good God. But then I started off with the spiritualist church. I started off with a tarot card reading, then to the spiritualist church. And I had one foot in the spiritualist church and was attending Raja Yoga in the morning. I had a car accident, and I knew that that were the play toys, the spiritualist church, pack them up, tie them with a ribbon and send them away and thank them for my experiences. And what clinched me was with understanding that only Brahma Baba could have reached that peak for Shiv Baba to come and speak through him, because I had seen other mediumships. And their personalities of the soul on the other side were very similar. And I thought, that's it. Right. So that was it. But then I had a hiccup. First of all, I saw the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan, and I thought, oh, how gaudy. Didn't really sort of grab me. And then I'm looking at this picture of Brahma Baba, and I came into this life with an absolute rejection of a male with a moustache. And here I am facing Brahma Baba. So it was took me a while to get a relationship with Brahma Baba. So I was a tortoise. I didn't just jump in, you know, I wasn't sort of lifted up high or anything. It just felt comfortable. And that's where it is. And at the moment, what my essence for this trip was to actually search for the higher level of maturity.
Enchanté. My name is Ana Cristina. I am Brazilian. I live in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro, and I was searching for God too. And the Baba came to me. First, I received a gift of the Bhagavad Gita, and of course, I was feeling memories. And then, after I did the course, Baba—I don't know if I came or Baba came to me—but it was in the end of H3. And after this, Dadi Kumarka, she went to the city for some hours, then she gave a lecture, and I was there, but I had not a lot of understanding. After, I was in the center, and Dadi Guzar came in 85, then it was a lot of Dadis, no, at my beginning, and I told Dadi Guzar that it was too much for me because I was working all the day and studying at night, engineering. And I said, oh, I can't with these three things. No, it's too much. Then Dadi Guzar told me, no, is it difficult to do the exams in your university? I said, no, it's not. It's not this. It's too much. She said, no, you will continue. And then I did. And after I did another university, it was lawyer studies. And it's not easy, you know, to balance, but it's always it's Baba's power and Baba, Burma Baba. I felt sisterness from Burma Baba and Baba. And now I was feeling, I think everybody know that it's Shankar time, you know. It was Brahma Baba, Baba, when Baba was Sakar after Vishnu, and now it's Shankar, I was in History Hall. And then the main thing is my state, as the sister told, and to clean myself, and I'm having this kind of goal and conversation with Baba, and it's been good, and Baba gave him the blessings too, that nobody can take my happiness, then it's a lot of tests, but it's true, nobody can, it's, everything's up to me, and it's good to study and to learning, and this makes us happy, no? Learning hours. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Sharita from Suriname. 31 year. I am in Gyan. What I am doing is helping at the center with Karam Yoga, giving lessons. And I am very happy. Very, very happy. And I like this. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Astrid and I'm also from Suriname. Almost 30 years in Gyan. And I feel that now I'm back to what the sister said, the beginning point, experiencing the point again. I'm not doing a lot of service. I'm doing service, but not a lot because I've been taking care of my mom for the quite a few years now. She's 93 years old. So when my sister is there, I'm able to go. I can go to the center. But if she lives in Holland, my sister, so when she comes, I can go and come here, for instance, and do Baba's service again. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Saloni. And I'm from Zambia, Africa. I don't know exactly how many years I've been in Gyan because my parents got knowledge and they did their course when I was 2 years old. As soon as I had the consciousness of God, who is God? My mother told me, she pointed at the picture and says, that's Shiv Baba and that's Brahma Baba and you're a soul. So we have not been exposed to bhakti or the outside world. We grew up listening to murlis. In Zambia in those days, it was very difficult to come by murlis, you know. So there was this one family who used to be able to give murlis to all the people in Gyan. So my parents used to go and get murlis in batches, you know. And there was nobody to teach them. So she would read, my mother would read the murli, she'd make me sit there with her. And first thing she would start is, mithi bachche, you know. And then she'd start teaching herself, and then she'd teach me as well. So as time goes by, time went by, we sort of taught ourselves. And in 1988, we left by little sister in Zambia, and that was the first time we came to Madhuban. After that, we haven't looked back. They were full in Dharana and in Seva, and I think my parents have been a role model for me as well. So whenever there was any problems that came in our lives, ups and downs, we didn't take it as problems. We took it as, we used Gyan. Every time, my Baba says, Mehuna, That is what we remembered every time as a little family. And that's how we still are. Using gyan every day, giving service every day, and sustenance.
I just would like to translate, because this is the country where many challenges, of different types of challenges, not only just one, culture, situations, war and felon. And what word she said, that every time any situation came, this faith of just that, Baba says, I am there. Mehun are there. So that is what it is, the essence, the power that's keeping this faith. I am there.
So yes, that is the only faith that we all had, carried on, and now we've actually realized that we've come to Madaman after 5 years. We had some challenges, but both my sister and I were reminiscing. As she was a little child, she used to play by Om Shanti Bhavan, like a little child in the gardens. We've gone to Baba's Rock, and so we were realizing this time and this is where we have actually grown up, with lots of sustenance from Baba. And that is what I realized, that we have to give the new souls that come through. The love and sustenance that we receive, now we have to give that. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. My name is Shivani. I'm from Lusaka, Zambia, in Africa. I've been in Gyan for like 32 years. Pretty much since I was born. I think she summed up most of it. But my main experience over the years has been how much strength Baba gives us, how much he protects us, that even if we forget to remember Baba, he never forgets about us. So always have faith. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So the class, this meeting should be till 5:30.
Yes.
Brother, to take a few photos for a report, is that okay? You take some photos.
I think even through the experience, I am sure that each one is finding a jewel to go within, connecting again with themselves, and also exploring how similar it is, the search. Research and what it is, how, what next point is, we need to become searchlight. Right? And so it is okay to introduce, but what it is deep within vision that we want to reach, and we want to bring others on that point. I know it is timeless, but then in Bhatti, you can visualize, you can go into the depth. It is, so it's okay, no? Just once again, it's all right that we continue to just a short introduction and fine? Okay? Right then.
Rupa from South Africa, also been in Gyan since 85. And yes, been through a lot of experiences, and the last 3 years, 3 years ago, I had a major accident, traveling from one city to the other. Actually, was going to move to another center, opening another center, but drama had it that it didn't happen. But, you know, while in hospital, the one point that came very strongly to me, Baba's Murli, was from a crucifix to a thorn. And, you know, when I think about the numbness of the body due to the nerve that was affected, I didn't feel much pain. So later on, I actually thought to myself, this is good drama, because of the extent of the accident, if the nerve wasn't affected, I would have been really in major pain. So from a crucifix to a thorn, and I feel that's what I can help others with when they go through situations. Om Shanti. And lots of faith in Baba.
No, it won't come.
Om Shanti and Sashi from Sydney, Australia. Been more than 30 years now, 31 years. I wasn't looking for God at all. I was quite happy in my own Lokic life. I had a child of 2 years old. And I have a child. I had a child of 2 years old. And I just came suddenly. I won't go into all that story. I thought by accident I came in. From the part of India I come, we did not know Brahma Kumaris at all at that time. They weren't popular there. But came to Australia, took Gyan. And when they did the 7-day course and taught, they never talked about Murli those days. So I thought, that's it, I know it all. Then I went back to work, and slowly the work I was doing with my husband involved patients. So most of the BKs, because we started working just next to the center, that's how we came into Gyan. I came into Gyan. And all the BKs were coming in, and somebody introduced me, said, no, there is something called Murli. Then I started, and from then on, no turning back. I wasn't looking for God or anything like that, because I thought my life was full then. But I did, when I was very young, I used to ask my mother all the time, when I was 3 years, 4 years, what is Brahmin? Why is it that, or even when I was 6 years old, why is it that only Hindus pray to all the deities? Okay, so all that was answered here, and main practice now is soul consciousness. Every day I'm a soul, and looking at others as soul, and Karanhar, and I'm just an instrument, and trying to, through other things, all rounder, doing all sorts of service. And home is again a location center. Baba has made that. All sorts of things happening. Om Shanti.
My name is Mira. I'm currently based in London. Since 8 years. Originally, I'm from Germany, and I lived together with Didi Sudesh in Frankfurt, and then my drama changed, and so drama Baba puts me in London, and I'm very happy there, and I can say I don't want to live any other life. I say always Brahman life is the best life, and Baba helped me a lot to manifest my original self-respect and self-dignity, and I can see how Baba shows me the inner beauty to discover it more and more. It's like an open treasure box, a lot of treasures, and I wouldn't find the time to discover what it's all. But Didi said, what is the aim, or what is the deeper aim? And I think for me it's that Baba can do at any time to reveal something from myself to others. I will be not aware of it, and it's not needed to be aware of it, but others can catch it, yeah, and take benefit from it. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Om Shanti, I'm Monica, and I came in Gyan in Miami. I'm originally from Germany, but I'm still living in Miami now. And actually, it just happened that I saw this poster when I took my little girl to school, and it attracted to me. I had been looking for yoga, Hatha Yoga. Now I understand it's Hatha Yoga, but it's at Raja Yoga, and classes are free. I was attracted by the image of the light. I said, oh, okay, I try it out, as nothing is free here in Miami, but let me check it out. So I called, and it was Sister Jane. She had such a sweet voice. I worked at that time with an airline, and my schedule was very... I had different schedule. I had very little time off. But she worked with me. She, every time she said, oh, can you come at this time? I said, no. Can you come at this time? I said, no. Can you come at this time? I said, no, I have to take my daughter to school. She said, don't you have any time off? I said, yes. And she was so sweet to accommodate me during the day, the 2 days off I had during the week to let me come. And when I got there and she opened the door, I said, this is not Hatha Yoga. I said, well, I think this is meditation, but I actually was looking for the two. But I was a little apprehensive first. It was kind of strange. But as soon as I stepped over the threshold, I felt that peace. I felt I was home. And I still feel like this, and it was enough. I suddenly felt, and I saw how beautiful her life is, and I said, "Wow, I wish I could do this too." So I'm still in this process. Every day, Baba teaches me something new. I always had the faith in God, and when I went through the course. And she taught me the 7-day course. Everything she said, I said, this is true. That's what I was thinking. This is true. All the other religions were teaching such conflicting images of God that, and often negative images, that he punishes. I never understood that. But it's a love. Shanti.
Thank you. So I'm really sorry to push you, but because of the time, if you can try to more stick to Destian, that would be nice. Go ahead.
Om Shanti. I'm Shitomi from Tokyo. Om Shanti. I'm in Gyan 30 years now, and when I get Gyan, in the first year, it was a very flourishing year. I had a chance to London and met Daddy Janki, Janti Ben, and Sadesh Daddy, and got lots of sustenance and very enthusiastic in service for years and years, living in center, went to Australia, so many experiences Baba gave me. And these years, I'm much more focused on self-esteem, and really, when I observe people here, it is a very beautiful gathering. Everyone is sparkling, and the dignity and the high self-esteem and the eyes are shining. So I really want to become like you. Thank you.
You are.
Om Shanti. My name is Reema from Sri Lanka. I took Gyan in 1986 in Hong Kong. So I was there, and then that time there was a lot of problems in Sri Lanka, and everyone was saying, you are going. But I thought, because I left Sri Lanka in 1970 with my husband, so I didn't think of going. But then Baba came in my dreams and said, go back to Sri Lanka. So that's how I came to Sri Lanka. Actually, earlier, sisters from Madras had gone, but because of the problems, they closed the center and they went back to India. So now... So actually, I all the fear I had, he looked at me and in my dreams took away all the fears I had of going back to Sri Lanka. And I didn't know also how to ask my husband to give up his job. He loved it, but anyway, it all happened that I don't want to take time. So we went, and then Baba has awakened so many of his children now. And actually, I'm amazed at the, I started only one center, but now there are so many centers, and Baba's very loving children are there who are very serviceable. So much of service is going on. It's all Baba's wonder. So I was looking for God. I'm from a Buddhist family, but I love Buddha and I loved his teachings, but when I see people suffering, I was wondering who will come to change this world, who will come, and I went to so many Sai Baba and everyone looking for him, but I in Hong Kong only, I found him.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Come, then from this side, no? Then anyway, yeah, yeah. Even the now the phone, mic can reach at your chair. Yeah.
Om Shanti. The name is Yogini. I'm from the Philippines. 30 years in Gyan. I go straight to the point as requested. So, what is it that I'm? Where am I at this point? Probably it is, in a way, a search. How to rekindle the sparkle, the beauty, the depth of the childhood days. How to go back to the sweetness, or how to hold it and sustain it and nourish it, of the very blissful, ageless, timeless bliss of Kapapa's love. It's there, but sometimes it's so underground because of many other, you would know, perhaps. But at any rate, it is also how to go back into and my natural, how to become more natural, how to become more authentic in my spirituality and translate all of this beautiful intellectual understanding of Gyan into a very, very tangible, visible experience. So, and to do that, I know I need to explore other avenues of creativity within the bounds of spirituality and use it for service as well as for my own growth. Om Shanti.
This is a question as well, and also the experience of you, and just I would like to share with this. Always appreciating and reminding what Baba has given me, what I have received already, and every day appreciating and seeing, as Baba said today, look at the photograph when you came to Madhuban, and the photograph that you are going from here. If this short time has brought transformation, and this magic is happening every day through the Murli, and what Baba has given, if I am appreciating what I have given and I will make it belong to me, then automatically it becomes a magnetic energy. I don't have to look for anything, but it comes automatically because it is a magnetic thing. What you have, that positive will also automatically come more. And it will become so natural, the joy of receiving. And then when something very special you make to belong to your own self, it's natural to give it to others without any consciousness of giving. It is the sharing because it increases my happiness because it is coming back to me. So I'm receiving, it's happiness of receiving, happiness of finding without making any effort, and then happiness of getting blessings from others. It increases every day. And that's in this way, it keeps connected with our own selves, with Baba and with others. It becomes very natural and easy. Just name and which place you have come from. They have come just only thing now. Only name and place where have you come from.
Om Shanti. My name is Bharti. I'm from Lusaka, Zambia.
Yeah.
I'm in Gyan for 44 years.
Yes.
First time, Sister Yu came and Vedanti Ben came there.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we are...
Thank you. Yes.
Sono.
That's mom. That's my mother.
Yeah.
I've just followed her behind. And we've been through so many ups and downs, but she's been my rock, my powerhouse. And who does she turn to? Baba. You know, everything is... Just ask Baba, tell Baba. And now I've got finally that maturity, not to dwell so much into anything. And I can experience when I give it to Baba, it's like a miracle. It just works out. Mm. And it's amazing. And that's my niece and my daughter, born on the 18th of January. And yeah, all Baba's children.
Wonderful. There are, so in this gathering we have, okay, the last one.
Om Shanti. My name is Ganga. I was born in Guyana, physically, and I took Gyan in Guyana, but now I live in Miami, in Hollywood, which is close to Miami, and I attend the Miami Center. And I was attracted to Brahma Kumaris through the Million Minutes of Peace because I had this deep desire to do something in the world to make it more peaceful. Om Shanti.
Though time is very limited, but I think in this time also, no need to repeat your cheers, your happiness, what you have shared itself is just a created a garland of jewels. To know each other and to find that all these jewels, that those who are hidden, to stay with Baba so long, no matter how many difficult situations, just physically, mentally, communication, relationship, center, problems, challenges. It's a proof that here, these are the pillars of the yajna. These are the lighthouses and mighthouses to glorify God. And maintaining this stage actually brings Baba on the stage. Of course, some old children, Babas, remain long time incognito, and that is also part of it, because the seed is always incognito. Seed is not just like always, even in the fruit, from the beginning, from the bottom, from the time when its potential is being used and it is giving. It's not seen with physical eyes. But potential is potential, which is maintaining, letting the tree grow, bring all this fruit from indirectly from the power through the trunk and the branches. And yet, even after fruit is ripe, when it is ripe, success is there, and the seed is still detached. The old gold have this kind of nature of being detached and yet creating the future. So all of you are the seed of the yajna, sustaining the self and others, and also actually creating future, because experience gives the strength to others. Not only just knowledge, there are many who can give knowledge, because it's very, very easy method to give knowledge. When very new ones can then give, I think, much, many, many times more, with fast speed, with clear, with clarity, with courage, with confidence. But the seed is still a seed, like Baba. And so, having this consciousness, being a seed, on one side incognito, but other side unlimited, the ocean, unlimited, approachable. Seed is incognito, and you cannot hold the seed all the time until the fruit is ripe, and then seed is detached, and then you get it. But the ocean, so Baba's character, love, keeps us in touch every time, any time, whenever we want to. And that is what it is actually, yoga. Being connected, diving deep in it, the power of this closeness, belonging. As Baba says, meeting is not anything else, getting lost in that love. And it is the proof of love. Love is not emotional. Love is dedication. Love is faith. Love is sacrifice. Love is total letting go for Baba's work and for Baba's achievement, what Baba wants, to give it to others. And at the same time, very powerful, cannot be touched. And that is the sun. Nothing can influence the sun. The sun is powerful, transforms from a distance. And this is the power of the old gold and the real paras. The sun staying up, but still can transform, purify. And the one being purified is not touching the sun, but giving the proof that this is the power of the sun that has purified. It is the power of the sun that has made so strong. It is the power of the sun that has made so sparkle, clean and pure. So it is the power, love, and our own incognito efforts, these three things, being the seed, the sun, and the knowledge, like Baba, then we are able to glorify Baba. In reality, Baba glorifies the children. Om Shanti.
One request I want to make of you, that if you have any new ideas for the programming here in Madhuban, and or if you have any comment on that program that has already happened, please leave the note in Global Office with my name for Brother Vijay. Or if you see me, you can give me. Thank you.
So that can be arranged meeting, can be arranged workshop, can be arranged kind of interview, whatever, no? So that it is sustenance for each other and sustenance for others. Yes. Okay. Thank you. A minute of silence.